Hi, everyone. Welcome to the MRP Tech Podcast. This is episode 138. My name is Matt, and this is the weekly podcast discussing everyday tech for everyday people. A few weeks ago, in early February, I reviewed MuSCore 3. And for that episode, if you go back and listen to that episode, you'll find that one of the things that I really wanted to do was take MuSCore and produce a professional level big band arrangement for my band. I had talked about using other types of notation software out there, and I sort of struggled for a little while to come up with an idea for this song. And at around the same time, I happened to catch a documentary that was on YouTube called Revolution OS. Now, Revolution OS was a documentary made in the early 2001, I believe. And that documentary was about Linux, and it was about open source software. And at the end of that documentary, I had mentioned that there was a performance of the Free Software song. Now, in my ignorance at the very beginning of this journey that I'm about to go on, I was pretty ignorant of this song, where it came from, the history behind it, and I was sort of well aware of that. And at the end of this documentary, it just sort of caught me off guard. It caught me at the wrong time, and I thought I took it as humorous. I took it as funny, and in the back of my mind, what I really wanted to do is I wanted to do something with that. I just didn't know what. As a musician myself, I could have played the Free Software song in the melody of a solo and just kind of quoted it or you know, paraphrased it a little bit. But I ultimately decided to take on the venture of arranging the Free Software song for big band. Now, my big band is made up of 5 saxophones, 4 trombones and a tuba, 5 trumpet players, piano, bass, and drums. And we play big band jazz, usually about once a month. And I was really excited last month in February to get a shot to play this new song, the Free Software song, and hear what it sounded like as a big band version. Well, we sort of ran into bad luck, and we had really terrible weather, and the event was canceled. So it had to be put off for about a month. Flash forward a month, and in the meantime, when I was making this big band arrangement of the Free Software song, I learned more about it and sort of learned to appreciate it a little better. Now, if you go on YouTube and you look up the different versions of the Free Software song out there, you will find a wide-ranging array of these songs. And probably one of the more famous ones themselves is Richard Stallman actually singing the song himself. And if you notice, when you hear this song, and this is what caught me off guard, I wasn't sure about it at the very beginning. This is what caught me off guard, the fact that the song is actually in a 7/8 rhythm. And what that means is, for most of us, our conventional music is very square, it's divisible by 2, and it's usually very even. And with 7/8 as a time signature, you sort of get this uneven feel of a 1-2-3-1-2-1-2-1-2-3-1-2-1-2-1-2-3-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2. That feel is uneven. It's not a song that people can dance to by traditional means. It's not something that our ears necessarily pick up on, because our ears have been trained to usually hear things in 4 or 2, that type of thing. So that's what caught me off guard first. I thought that when I heard Richard Stallman sing this song, he was just singing out of time, but he's actually in a 7/8 rhythm. And so that caught me off guard at first. So learning as time went on that this song actually is derived from a Bulgarian folk song made me take it a little bit more seriously when I did this. And I learned to appreciate it a little more. So the Bulgarian folk song is a song called Sadi Moma. And what I want to say about that is the translation to that song is either girl plant or plant girl, depending on what language you're speaking. So I wasn't sure as I was making this song. I'm going to tell you a little bit about it before I play the recording. The first thing that I want to explain to all of you about the song is how it's constructed and what my thoughts were as I arranged this. So the first thing that you're going to hear is you're going to hear a mix of all different styles. And the reason for that is because if you want to think about the history of this song coming from Bulgaria and having this song performed all over the world in various styles, seen in a documentary, Richard Stallman travels all around the world. So I wanted a wide range of styles for this song. And what I ultimately came up with was a sort of a mix of a bossa nova mixed with some African type drumming, and at the same time a very distinct rhythmic figure that you're going to hear throughout the tune. Now, the next thing after the sort of underlying drumming pattern is established and that rhythmic feature is established, you're going to hear the melody played by the saxophones. And they play it a couple of times. Now, I did it twice because if you take a look at the lyrics of the song, the lyrics are, "Join us now and share the software, you'll be free. Hackers, you will be free." Now, the term hacker in this case doesn't mean anybody who's necessarily just doing evil or doing bad things. You know, we always make that assumption. Hackers originally were people who like to tinker with their own devices and they like to make changes and they felt that they were free to make those changes. So that term is sort of used incorrectly in a lot of different cases. So I played the melody two times through, and once that is established, then because this is a jazz setting, I give some room in the song for jazz improvisation. Now, if you take a second and we look back at the Free Software Foundation, the four essential freedoms of a song or of software. A program is free software if the program's users have the four essential freedoms. Freedom to run the program as they wish, for any reason, for any purpose. The freedom to study how the program works, to change it, and do with as you wish. The freedom to redistribute copies to others, and the freedom to distribute copies of your modified versions to others. So I'm paraphrasing here to kind of save time, because I did go over this a couple episodes ago. So getting back to the solo section, the musicians have the freedom here to do what they wish with the song. They are going to improvise melodies. In this case, the song specifically called for a piano solo that you're going to hear. And on top of that, keeping in mind with the sort of the spirit of the Free Software Foundation, I've actually uploaded the score to MuseScore.org, MuseScore.com. You can go to either one. And I have made it available under Creative Commons because that's the license that they allow on there. The score is going to be freely given away. Anybody can use this. Anybody can study it. Anybody can take a look at it. Anybody can learn from it. Now, after the solo section in this song, you're going to hear a melody come in from the trombone section. Now, this is a different melody than the Free Software song. This is sort of like a counter melody that is introduced. Then you're going to hear the original melody played on top of that by the saxophones. So now two different things are going on here. They sort of fit well together, and they sort of don't. And there's a reason for that. The reason for that is this is, in my opinion, the where the community effort comes in. So now the Free Software song, the melody is established, counter melodies are coming in, and a third counter melody also comes in. So we have all these different elements that are sort of merging together at the very end as one overall you know, sort of grand gesture at the very end of this song. And so we have the overall, the community coming together. I felt like that was important to bring into this song. So you hear three different things happening at once at the very end, and sort of in reflection of that, the open source community, the free software community, whatever you want to call it, taking that into consideration, that's what's happening there. So also in the spirit of these freedoms, I've taken liberties with the time signature of this piece. I mentioned earlier that it was originally in 7/8. And what I have done with it is I put it in 4/4, which is a common time signature for modern musicians. And again, having the freedom to do that made it a little bit easier for a band to read the music down for the first time and make it sound good, because this is important. That's what's coming up in a few minutes. So we have all these different elements, the Afro-Cuban drum elements. We have the bossa nova. We've got solo sections for improvised melodies. By the way, I mentioned earlier that Sadi Moma means plant girl or girl plant, whatever, however you want to describe it. Now, I was having trouble coming up with a chord progression that would work with this song for the solo section. And once I discovered what Sadi Moma actually meant, then what I did immediately came to mind was The Girl from Ipanema. Now, that's a famous jazz standard. Most people are aware of that tune. Go on YouTube, listen to it. You'll probably recognize it. So what I did is I took the chord progression for The Girl from Ipanema and made that our solo section in this song. And so you'll hear the melody, and then it goes into the solo section, automatically goes into the bossa nova feel that I mentioned earlier. So there's a lot of different intricacies that are in this tune. Now, one thing that I did not do is I didn't get carried away with really fancy jazz chords or really in-depth, really crazy outlandish chords that you would often hear in jazz. I kept everything very simple on purpose. I kept it very, a lot of the horns are playing unison parts. They're playing together. They're playing the same notes. There's a reason for that as well. It's the simplicity of the original song coming out, the free software song, the original melody, and sort of giving respect to the original lyrics that you hear, that join us now and share the software, you'll be free. So you'll hear the melody in it. It's not going to be exactly what you're probably going to expect. I made this different on purpose. And there was a series of roadblocks that came in the way of this recording, and I'm going to explain to you exactly what happened. I mentioned in February that the concert was canceled, and we had another one in March that we had an opportunity to play. Well, some roadblocks came to be just before the performance, about a week before the performance, and in March in my area is musical season, and a lot of the professional musicians in my band are hired for local schools to play in musicals, and it's not necessarily so much of a big deal. I just lose a few people, and I have to get subs for them to come in and play. Well, this particular night, we've been doing this for 10 years, this particular night, we had lost about 8 out of 18 people in the band. And that was a big blow for having a professional sound. You know, these musicians play together often, and having that sound, I was really concerned about how it was going to sound, just the whole overall performance that night, not necessarily this one song. So luckily, though, I was able to round up an all-star cast of subs that came in and absolutely killed it that night, and this was just last night, and the subs just played incredible, and really, you know, there was a few rough edges here and there, but the subs sounded really great, and I couldn't be more thankful for them. The other thing is, and this is sort of, nobody is really aware of this, but one of the funny things that happened, and what you probably don't understand if you're not familiar with how I do things, we've been performing monthly for just about 10 years now, and I've got this thing down to a system. I show up, we set up, warm up, play, tear down, I'm out. And so the beginning of the show, before we even started, was plagued with technical difficulties, weird technical difficulties I've never had before. I usually live stream on the website and WordPress didn't want to cooperate. It wasn't an update. It was just some sort of thing that wasn't working in WordPress. And I couldn't embed the live stream video to the website. Not a big deal. YouTube was already at, it's already on YouTube, so I didn't care too much about it. So that didn't work. And then I go to start the live stream and OBS crashed for the first time since I've used it. And so I had a problem with OBS. I had to restart everything, rebuild the live stream. Then, of course, I had to update the link to the live stream. So just little technical difficulties on this particular night. Never have an issue ever. And of course, this is happening. So I'm like, okay, here we go. So that night we get set up. All these little problems. Okay, we're going to make it. We're going to do just fine. Everything's under control. And we start the show. We play a few songs and it comes time to announce the free software song. And I'm talking to the audience and realize I don't really want to waste a whole lot of time explaining this song to an audience who's in a bar. And so I sort of elaborate a little bit on the song. And in the meantime, I wanted to explain to the audience the rhythms and the melody and things that they would hear, but it was also my secret plan to have a couple of small things played just so the band had an opportunity to play the music in a little bit before they actually got to play the song. And so the band got the music just before we started playing it, and we ran a couple of things, and these guys are going to sight read this, so they have not really worked on it. This is just a read through of the music. And so I have the trombones play something, the rhythmic figure, I have the saxophones play the melody, and then as I'm talking to the audience, I look down onto my music stand and I cannot find my part for the song. And I'm looking all around and I'm looking on the floor and looking at my big stack of music. And I look at the stand next to me and my part is not there. And well, luckily being the guy that wrote the thing, you know, I was able to, I remembered it for the most part, by looking off the stand next to me. So if you happen to catch the video version that I'm going to put out, you'll probably see that, as well. I had no music, and luckily I remembered most of it as we played it. I'm making this sound much worse than it actually was. So there's a lot of little things that happened, a lot of stress. This happened to also be like the busiest show that we've ever had. We had students coming out to perform. We had a couple of different new songs that we were playing. I mentioned all of the subs. So there was a lot going against this. And we start the tune, and being in the back row, I can't really hear a whole lot. So it sounded way different to me than I expected it to, being in the back row. There was a lot of things that I couldn't hear. And I wasn't sure how the recording was going to turn out. In fact, I had let the Discord chat room know that we were going to do this. So I put the link in the Discord room, and some of them were there listening, or they actually helped me out with the live stream issues that we were having. So thank you guys for doing that. But I put the link in there, and a few people stuck around to watch it. Door to Door Geek was one of them that had a lot of interest in it. And so I appreciate you guys taking the time to listen to this. And what I want to say before is something that started as something that may have been humorous to me ended up becoming sort of something that I respected a lot at the very end, something that I put a lot of work into. And I think the overall quality was really well done. Now, this song that I'm going to play for you in just a minute is a read-through, okay? This is not a polished studio recording. This is a first read through. Okay. Before even a rehearsal, this is the first time this band has read through it. So it's not going to be perfect. It sounds good. And there's some rough edges that are there, but I think the overall quality of the song, is worth sharing with all of you. The recording came out very nice. a very tasty piano solo that was played in the middle that I just really set the mood for the whole tune. And despite all of those challenges coming at the beginning with all the different musicians, some of them, most of the subs had never played with the band before. So all of those things considering, they did a really great job playing, not just for this song, but the whole night. And this song in particular, I've listened to maybe 6 or 7 times now, just because I like it that much. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm going to make the scores available free of charge. If anybody wants to take a look at them, they're on MuseScore. Just look for MRP Tech, and the song is called Sadi Moma, SadiMoMa. It's the free software song. And you feel free to use it, share it, do whatever you want with it. We're going to share it on Podnuts Network, not because I wanted to, but because Door to Door Geek wanted to. So you're going to hear it in probably other shows as well. And know that I have far greater respect for this little tune now that I've put so much work into it and understand a lot of the history behind it. And so that goes to show that if you have some sort of bias or judgment right away, you know, do your research and really get down to knowing the details of where it came from. And that's what I did. And once I found out it was a folk song from Bulgaria, that just completely changed my whole philosophy of this thing. And so now there are, you know, different versions out there. There's the rock version of this. There's a heavy metal version of it, which is outstanding. There are other versions of this song. And there's a whole list of them. There's piano versions of this song. And now there's a big band version. And so after we sign off here today, I'm going to play this. So just be warned that if you are listening through headphones, I'm not sure what the level will be. It is a big band tune. So just be aware that the song is coming after I sign off. So that's going to do it for this week, everybody. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening week after week. Thanks for being patient with this song. For those of you that were interested, it took over a month longer than I expected it to, just because of certain circumstances, bad weather and such. So I appreciate everybody listening to it. I hope you enjoy this version of the song. Let me know what you think of it. I would really be curious, for those of you who may not listen to big band jazz, or those of you who might not normally be into this stuff, can you hear the free software melody in there? I'd be real curious. So you can email me mrptechreviews@gmail.com. You can also join us in Discord. You just go to my website, mrptechreviews.com. Click on that Discord button and bring you right to our chat server. Thanks to Door to Door Geek at Podnuts. Check out all the other great shows there. That's going to do it, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Bye.